Welcome aboard. Bruce Cameron with you for another folk music program here on 2MCE. Come All Year is the program. And we'll get underway right away with Janet Russell and Christine Kidd, who haven't heard from them on the program for far too long.
Rutland Road and Willie ELT, the fair fought to sell his fiddle and buy some other wear. Bear to wear his fiddle, a salty blend his ear. Rutland Road and Willie, you're welcome him to me. Willie, come sell your fiddle, come sell your fiddle so fine. Willie, come sell your fiddle and buy a pint of wine. I shall sell my fiddle a whirl and think of his mod. Money's at hunting day, my fiddle and I he had. As I come by Clacullan, I can only keep it then. Rutland Road and Willie was sitting by yon burden, sitting by yon burden in among good company. Rutland Road and Willie, you're welcome him to me. Willie, come sell your fiddle, come sell your fiddle so fine. Willie, come sell your fiddle and buy a pint of wine. I shall sell my fiddle, the world would think it was mad. Money's that aunt and dame, a fiddle and I he had. Rattling road and Willie, he had paid a fair fort to sell his fiddle and buy some other bill. Pipped and ways, fiddle a salty blind his ear. Rattling road and Willie, you're welcome him to me. Oh, Willie, come sell your fiddle, come sell your fiddle so fine. Willie, come sell your fiddle and buy a pint of wine. Buy yourself a fiddle, the world would think it was mine. Money's a rent and day, my fiddle and I had. As I come by Crackalan, I can only kick it then. Rattling road and Willie was sitting by Unburden, sitting by Unburden and among good company. Rattling road and Willie, you're welcome him to me. Oh, Willie, come sell your fiddle, come sell your fiddle so fine. Oh, Willie, come sell your fiddle and buy a pint of wine. I shall sell my fiddle, the world would think it was mine. Money's a rent and day, my fiddle and I he had. Rattling road and Willie, he held to the fair part. Sell his fiddle and buy some other bit. Bell some way, his fiddle is sad to blend his ear. Rattling road and Willie, you're welcome him to me.
You can't do much with three fairly short verses except sing them over and over again to make a track for a CD. Janet Russell and Christine Kidd with Rattlin' Roar and Welly. Robert Burns. And if you've ever, as an aside, if you've ever tried to sing songs like that at pace, just be warned. If they're in that 9-8 tempo, there is nowhere to breathe. You don't get a break. So you have to stretch it out a bit. They did quite well. Janet Russell, Christine Kidd, from an album called Dancin' Chantin'. You're listening to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you. This is Come All Ye. We're off to Newfoundland. And a song called I've Never Been to Newfoundland, which is kind of counterintuitive because it's written by a fellow who lives there, I think. His name is Keith Ball, and he's a member of the band the Isle of Mort Boys.
Land, but someday I'm a gonna go, seeing everything they say is true. I'd like to taste the mutton, some good old Newfoundland street, and maybe even learn a joke or two. I'd like to sail those little boats right out across the bay, and maybe even catch a cod or two. I'd like to fish those Grand Banks I've heard so much about. These are just some things I'd like to do. I'd like to travel inland or enjoy the rugged coast, and maybe even see a caribou. If I ever get to Newfoundland in the good old summertime, these are just some things I'd like to do. Boy and Fritz Nooks more than 30 years ago, and Minnie and John White, I know him well, and Freeman Walters told me what Jack Kelly said was true. Those girls from Newfoundland are really swell. I'd like to visit Arbor Grace or maybe Fortune Bay. They say the sights will keep you in a trance. I'd visit Codroy Valley and maybe talk to Minnie White. And I could even get to come by chance. I hear they like to party, sometimes all night long. Their hospitality is really grand. And when the party's over and you lay down to sleep, if you got no woman, you could use Aunt Martha's sheep. If you got no woman, you could use Aunt Martha's sheep.
Keith Ball singing his own composition. I've never been to Newfoundland. Well, I have, and I didn't see any of that stuff much. Some interesting references in the song, though, to musicians, Newfoundland musicians. Notice Minnie White got a credit there. We heard Minnie White on this program not so very long ago playing her accordion. But that's Keith Ball, a member of the Isle of Mort Boys. Very country feel. Now, Mari Fielding joins the program with a, I think it's a 2020 release. It's called The Spectrum Project. We'll hear a set of tunes, the Connemara Reel. I'll tell you what they are at the end.
Thank you.
Scottish fiddler Murray Fielding from an album called The Spectrum Project. Murray Fielding is a lecturer in fiddle and performance at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. And on this album she plays fiddle, normal type fiddle, four strings. She plays a five-string fiddle on some tracks and a hardanger fiddle. And she composed most of the tunes on the album, as well as mixing and producing the record. Busy person. We heard Tom Orr, O-R-R, Tom Orr, playing piano with her there. The album is very much a project. It's called The Spectrum Project. She describes it as a complete story from start to finish, revisiting the opening track from an altered perspective at the album's close. An organic approach, if you like, making the album fully articulate Murray Fielding's creative authenticity, bringing her distinct storytelling fiddling to the fore. So there. So rather than start at the start and finish at the finish, I took a track from somewhere around the middle. The Connemara Reel, the track is called, but there's a number of tunes in it. Young Ryan, Murray Fielding's compliments to Neil Gow, and the Connemara Reel. We'll go back to Canada for the next track, this time not from Newfoundland. It's a singer-songwriter, I think as well, named Joy Norman, and a jolly little number called Southern Cross. Yes, it's a nice waltz, and it's all about killing baby harp seals, if you listen closely.
A strong and vigorous race, some from St. John's and Brigham's, and more from Harbour Grace. She reached the Gulf in early March, the white coats for to slew. 17,000 prime young harps were killed by her. Stowed below with
Yes, don't be misled by the sweet rolling tempo of the song. It's about a whole bunch of sailors who eventually drowned on their expedition to hunt baby harp seals. Ah, they have such a good time in Canada, don't they? Such fun. You're listening to Come All Ye, folk music from various parts of the world. This next song concerns the south coast of New South Wales. Mid-south coast, I suppose I should say. The Shoalhaven Man is the name of the song. It comes from Pat Drummond's album, The Local Rag.
Now I was a timber cutter up in the Campbellwarra long before your mother ever gave you a thought. There was no fancy schooling then, just some pioneering men. The land was our teacher, hard lessons she taught. I swung an axe handle before I was 8 years old, cutting the timber and carrying the bud, and down to the Currumbin beside some old bullock team, took what we needed, but we let the rest go. It was a wonderful land. I'm a Shoalhaven man, from the slopes of the mountain to the shores of the sea. A bushy am I stay till I die. Shoalhaven, she's the country for me. Now I ain't no saint, and I ain't no bloody scientist, but still got me eyes and a feel for this land. 60 years of bravery, the bush of the Shoalhaven, I've seen me some changes that are terrible blind. Now the time came when some of them big city businessmen bought boxes to put their retirements in. And they read on Vincennia as a three-bedroom brick veneer, and they sold them off for holidays to make a few quid. But it was a wonderful land, I'm a Shoalhaven man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea. How bushy am I, and I'll stay till I die. Shoalhaven, she's the country for me. Now they come for the stars at night, they come for the peace and quiet, they come for the bushland that no man can claim. And they call themselves locals with their hemorrhoids and their ulcers. It's a damn city living that they've got to blame. And they don't like the snakes, so they flatten the greenery. And they can't take the spiders, so they bang on the halls and they bulldoze Culburra till it looked like Parramatta. God, I wonder why they ever went moving at all. But still it was a wonderful land. I'm a Shoalhaven man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea. Ah, bushy am I, and I'll stay till I die. Shoalhaven, she's the country for me. Yes, it was a wonderful land, till the damn caravans spread like cancer from Canberra to the coast of the sea. It makes a man cry to see his land die. But she's my home, she's still for me. Yes, she's my home, she's the country for me.
Mm-hmm.
full land. I'm a Shoalhaven man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea, a bushy emerald, and I'll stay till I die. Shoalhaven, she's the country for me. Yes, it was a wonderful land. I'm a Shoalhaven man. From the slopes of the mountains to the shores of the sea.
Play that song every now and again, different versions of it here and there. I like the way Graham Murray used to sing it as a member of Wonga Willie, but Pat Drummond has some proprietorial interest in it. The song was written by his brother, Jeff, Shoalhaven Man. Wonderful song. You're listening to Come All Ye. Time to introduce you now to the featured album. And it's a self-titled album by a Scottish band called Westward the Late. Westward the Late. The album was released late in March 2020. The band has been together, or at that stage, had been together almost 3 years. And they're not doing a whole lot right now, thanks to COVID-19. But this album is out there reminding people that they exist. The album was made possible by a crowdfunding campaign. The fundraising target was met apparently in just 2 weeks. That's the kind of impact this band has been making on the Scottish folk scene since they've been together. The band are Charlie Gray playing fiddle, Sally Simpson, viola and fiddle as well, Owen Sinclair, guitar and vocals, and Joseph Peach on piano. Well, most of them have played in lots and lots of different lineups, and they are quite impressive. We'll hear a few tracks from this album. First one's delightfully titled Dr. MacLeod Wears a Dirk. The dirk, of course, is the evil little knife that gets stuck into the top of a Scotsman's socks, high socks, when he's wearing a kilt. So there's that. Then couple of Irish tunes to follow in the set. I'll Buy Boots for Maggie. Irish, yes, but well known in the Scottish folk scene. And then The Wren, number 2. Westward the Light, self-titled album, featured album on Come All Ye Today. Thank you. is Westward the Light. That's the name of the band and indeed the name of the featured album. On the program today, the band, Charlie Gray playing fiddle, Sally Simpson, viola and fiddle, Owen Sinclair, guitar and vocals, and Joseph Peach playing piano. Yes, Dr. McLeod wears a dirk. Collective name for those three tunes. And I told you about them earlier. So, featured album, we'll hear more from them. Now, from a wonderful album called Songs of the Travelling People, which came out, I think, in the late 60s. I think. Recorded by the great Peter Kennedy in various parts of the UK between 1951 and 1968. This was released on CD in 1994 on the Saydisc record label. We'll hear Jeannie Robertson, recorded in 1953, The Lady of Dainty Doonbay. You'll understand most of it. It's a fairly thick regional accent, but let me see. There's a lassie milk and her feathers K-Y-E, that's the cows, of course. Milking the cows, that's logical. What else is in there that's a bit... you should understand uncle. My doctor, Janet, she looks uncle pale. Strangely pale. Unusually pale. Why is she looking pale? Well, the same verse continues. My doctor, Janet, she cokes at her cell. Oh, no, she doesn't. She cokes at her kale. Coax means she's ill. She's sick, throwing up. Cokes at her kale. You know what kale is these days? Yes. And you'll find out why she's pale and sick as the song progresses. One of the best traditional singers, certainly in the from the Travellers, Jeannie Robertson, with The Lady with the Dainty Doonbay.
For a lassie was milking her father's kye, a gentleman on horseback he come riding by. A gentleman on horseback he come riding by. He was the laird o' the Dainty Doonbay. Oh lassie, oh lassie, what would you gie if I were to lie a nicht wi' ye? To lie a nicht, that'll never, never be. Suppose you're laird o' the Dainty Doonbay. But he catched her by the middle, says ma. He laid her down where the grass grew lang. It was a long, long time till he raised her up again. Saying, your lady, oh, the Dainty Doonbay. It fell upon a day and a bonny summer's day. To face the lassie father, some money had to pay. To face the lassie father, some money had to pay. To the laird o' the Dainty Doonbay. Oh, good morning, how do you do? And who is your daughter, Janetie New? And who's your daughter, Janetie New? Since I laid her in the Dainty Doonbay. Oh, my wee Janet, she is no very well. My daughter Janet, she looks unky pale. My daughter Janet, she coaxes at her kill. Since you laid her in the Dainty Doonbay. But he took her by the lily white hand. He showed her in his rooms, they were 21. He placed the keys into her hand. Saying, your lady, oh, the Dainty Doonbay. Oh, says the owl man, what will I do? Oh, says the owl wife, I'll dance till I do. Oh, says the owl man, I think I'll do that day. Since she's made lady, oh, the Dainty
There you go. It sort of had a happy ending, didn't it? It's unusual for many of the songs I play on this program. There you go. Lady of the Dinty Dunbar, sung by the wonderful Jeannie Robertson. A song from the North East, recorded in Aberdeen in 1953. Right, a group from Adelaide now. Trio, John Munro, Mike O'Callaghan and Pete Titchener. Quite well known in folk music circles in Adelaide. And John Munro passed away, I think, in 2018. It was a great loss. Anyway, this album called First Inversion contains some interesting material, mostly composed by members of the trio. We'll hear the story of Isaac Hurrell. And I knew nothing of this fellow, I guess because he was associated with South Australia and I'm not. Isaac Hurrell was born around 1806 in Norfolk. Parents were shepherds. In the early 19th century, the Industrial Revolution forced thousands of men out of work, and lots of people weren't happy about that, particularly the ones who were out of work. Some forced their way into factories and farms and started destroying machinery. These were called the Swing Riots. King William IV got a bit perturbed by all this, and he ordered that some of the revolutionaries brought before courts, and 500 of them, just about, were sentenced to transportation to Van Diemen's Land. Isaac Hurrell broke a threshing machine and ended up getting 7 years. He arrived in Hobart Town in 1831, and after his seven-year sentence, he received his ticket of leave and cleared off to Port Adelaide and established himself there. So that's a bit of background to the story of Isaac Hurrell.
In Barford he was born, where work was hard to find and jobs were few. Poverty was all he knew and authority he scorned. Machines would take his place and his future too. The factories in the north, they were the first to feel the pain. To minimise the workforce was the scheme. A task once done by 50 could now be done by 10. Man and beast replaced by iron and steam. Curse those machines. A life once so precious has been taken away. Those man-made machines were the curse of the land. If they wanted a future, they must make a stand. Curse those machines. In December 1830, at Samuel Larkin's farm, his new machine would separate the seed. Young Isaac went in company with Lovett to do harm, broke in and carried out their fateful deed. The judge called them barbarians, their dues must now be paid. In Van Diemen's Land he learned his lesson well, and the memories of Barford Town they soon began to fade, as he struggled with those 7 years in hell. Those machines. A life once so precious was being taken away. Those man-made machines were the curse of the man. If they wanted a future, they must make a stand. Curse those machines. where a brand new life began. Soon the soil that took his sweat became his own. And the same machines he'd once despised now helped him work his land. A family man with wealth he'd now become. Now the years have passed, the times have changed, he thinks back on those days. His memories of home no longer appear. As the fire is slowly dying down, his eyes begin to glaze. But he still recalls that cry that brought him here.
Curse those machines. A life once so precious was being taken away. Those man-made machines were the curse of the land. If they wanted, they must make a stand. Curse those machines. If they wanted a future, they must make a stand. Curse those machines.
Oh, curse those machines. From the trio Munro, O'Callaghan and Tishner from Adelaide, album First Inversion. Another one now from the featured album. This, another couple of tunes. Campbell's Farewell to Redcastle, which is a cracker. Do like that one. It's always good to farewell a Campbell. Means they're leaving. Oh, no, no, no. That's right. We're all friends now. We've forgiven the Campbells for what they did back in the 17th century. Campbell's Farewell to Redcastle, then Dolina Mackay, composed by James Scott. Thank you.
tomorrow, when all the bush is grey, the darkness before the break of day, then headlights and diesel engine noise are warning, machines are closing in. At daylight, the slaughter will begin. We'll see then what selfishness destroys. How much is ancient forest worth? How dear our world of death and birth? My life belongs to planet Earth. Police cars come in to join the fight. The small things all run away in fright. The bush birds disperse on silent wings. The primates can fight among themselves. The cops throw some friends of mine in cells. The road clears, the day of work begins. How much is ancient forest worth? How dear our world of death and birth? My life belongs to planet Earth. The ground shakes as timber crashes down. Our anger, enchanted by the sound, released by the growling of machines. Alone now, the tears are free to flow. This old bush, 10,000 years to grow, forsaken for $7 a rim. How much is ancient forest worth? How dear our world of death and birth? My life belongs to planet Earth.
That's Margaret Walters, quite a distinctive Australian voice. She grew up, I think, in the hinterland of Cairns, Caranda, up that way. If you thought she had a Queensland accent, that could be why. Although she's lived in New South Wales, in Sydney, in fact, for many years. Margaret Walters from an album called Steadfast. That was a song written by Paul Spencer. Machines are closing in. We'll now go to New York. Irish-American Songs of Old New York, written by Harrigan and Brahm. Sort of Tin Pan Alley stuff. This album was put together by Mick Maloney, who's done a lot of work in the States, academically and musically. This is probably one of the best known of that music hall style of Irish song.
Located at headquarters, a special officer, Cornelius Moriarty, here at your service, sir. I know the thieves and the blackguards too, wherever they may be. And if you want a flycopper, then call Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? The shop girls on their way to work in the morning at 8 o'clock, they wink and blink their loving eyes at me on every block. They say I am their darling, and with me they would make free. And you hear them sigh as I pass by, are you there, Moriarty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there,
righty.
My uniform is navy blue and it fits me like a duck. I escort the ladies in the street all through the mud and muck. For coach and horse stop when I cross, I'm the lady's own baby. As on they go, they whisper low, give us a kiss, Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty?
Seeking for
charge of keeping. It'll never be said, dear gentlemen, we killed him while he's sleeping. They seized his broadsword and his targe, closely him surrounded. And when he woke out of his sleep, his senses were confounded. Now they have taken out his heart, stuck it on a spear. They took it to the house of Mar and gave it to his dear.
Thank you.
lovely track from the featured album, Westward the Light, the name of the album and the band. Charlie Gray playing fiddle, Sally Simpson also on fiddle and viola, Owen Sinclair on guitar and Joseph Peach playing piano and occasionally harmonium. The track we heard there, fine tune called The Coffee Break Jig, composed by the sadly departed Angus Grant Sr., who came from Fort William. And before that, I think that might have been a familiar tune, a familiar song to regular listeners of this program over the last 45 years. A song called Sir James the Rose from Steel Eye Span. Recorded not way back when, not the original recording, but a very best of album. Recorded, I think, in about 2002. Whether it's the very best of, well, leave that to your judgment. Now, let's try to march our way down Bourke Street in Melbourne.
These ragtime songs got me fair pippy, all Hawaii and old Dixieland, and the same kind of tarts always in them, starry eyes, golden hair, China hands. Now tell me what's wrong with Australia and the Kleina on which I am shook. I don't need no cotton fields shady, and I don't need no soft purlin brook. So give me old Melbourne and give me a tart, and then I am simply all right. Can any bloke point to a better old joint than Bourke Street on Saturday night? When me and me Maudie goes out for a stroll, me cobbers all try to be smart. Get out of their way, here comes Billow, they say, walking out with his fair dinkum tart. Holding hands, all that rot, don't you know? Says Maud, prove you're fond of me, really. So I look to see no one was near. I gives her a kiss, then she murmurs, now you loves me, I know, Billow dear. So give me old Melbourne and give me a tart, and then I am simply all right. Can any bloke point to a better old joint than Bourke Street on Saturday night? When me and me Maudie goes out for a stroll, me cobbers all try to be smart. Get out of the way, here comes Billow, they say, walking out with his fair dinkum tart.
Hildebrand is the name of the singer, Greg Hildebrand, but generally he was just known as Hildebrand. Lived in the bush. Well, no, he lived in a country town in Victoria for many years. There we heard him on an album called Nuggets from Here and There with his longtime collaborator Greg O'Leary, Peter Somerville and Ian Tritt, also making up the band. Well, Welcome Strangers in Bourke Street on a Saturday night. Wouldn't do it now, would you?
The old boys are all leaving,
spread your wings and run, but over the fields by the dry stone walls, an eagle will come.
Very odd. That track listing says there's another minute to go on that. Don't understand. That was Run Rig in a much more reflective mood than often they were when they were in full flight back in the 70s. Scottish sibling songwriting partnership of Callum and Rory MacDonald did a lot of good things for Scottish traditional music and the revised interpretation of stuff. That song written by Callum MacDonald, arranged by the band Run Rig from an album called Recovery. Now, Neve Nikara joins the program. Fine musician and a lovely album, a tribute album to Terry Tian, known as Cuz, C-U-Z, Cuz Tian. So many good tunes came from him, other originals or interpretations by him. This will be, I've lost the second tune. There we go. The Man from Glountain and Tom Dayhill's Fiddle. A couple of hornpipes. And these ones are pretty much definitely composed by Cuz Tian, who emigrated to America in the 1920s and took with him a lot of great tunes from County Kerry. So he introduced a lot more people to the music of that Slieve Lucre area, including these two tunes from Neve Dacara.
I goes by the name Jack Ironside. I comes up the river on the morning tide. I comes up the river on the morning tide, looking for a place where I can bide.
I'll find myself a job to do.
There's iron ore in them hills to you,
and I will smelt it down for you. That's what I'll do. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. So I got me a shovel, a spade and a pick, and into the hills I began to dig. I dug right through till the afternoon, and a million tons of ore I'd hewn.
I brought that lot down from your hills.
I built your furnaces and your kilns,
your foundries and your rolling mills. That's what I did. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. I then took stones and I built your towns. Put down roads, laid your railways down. Built bridges from your homemade steel, and power stations to turn the wheel.
I called up Welshmen, called down Scots,
to man your shipyards and your docks.
And I shouted from the chimney tops, I've done it all. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. I then poured your oil into big steel tanks, brought giant ships to your river banks. The holds were empty, the holds were filled with chemicals, timber, iron and steel.
Shrieking sirens, clanking chains,
the whistles from a thousand trains,
the workmen shout from towering cranes. They call my name, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. I then got stuck into your chemical works, built giant plants from nought but dirt. And as the twilight began to fall, I took a rest and I looked at it all.
Generators hum and turbines mourn,
engines creak and mortars groan.
All night and day they seem to drone. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. Now your work's long done, Jack Ironside, and all your tools lay cast aside. Why did you go? Why did you hide? When you sailed away on the evening tide, you wonder now what's left for you, standing in that long dull queue, dreaming of the world you knew. What will you do? Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
Strong song from the Young'uns. The Young'uns sing a lot of strong songs. That one composed by Graham Miles. Jack Ironside, of course. About the development of Middlesbrough in England into what was known for a while as Ironopolis. Grew hugely in the 19th century following the discovery of ironstone in the Cleveland Hills. And the final verse, the Young'uns added to sort of bring it up to date after Graham Miles wrote it some years ago, not in the 19th century. Jack Ironside, from a wonderful album called Never Forget the Young'uns. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Next, a track from an album that was the featured album earlier in 2020, Bilingua, called, by a singer sadly no longer around, Enya Ní Oileáin, Irish singer. The song I'll play for you is Summer Rapture, which she wrote with her husband, Gerry O'Connor. She wrote, on walking along the Deer Park Road on a late full moon night, in high spirits and all the senses alert to a midsummer's night dream. And Gerry O'Connor wrote about it. Enya and I played in Copenhagen and had many late night sessions in the company of our musical friends, Dervish. The wild Romanian band Taraf de Haidox joined us, turning each session into an exotic mix of Irish and Eastern European melodies, songs and dances. And that provided the inspiration for this melody.
Thank you.
rapturous indeed. Summer Rapture from Enya Niulahan, an album called Bilingua. Now, we'll slow things down considerably with a track from Jim Lowe, quiet, reflective gentleman.
Out on the dull old Narran side, out where the runs are wild and wide, Honest John bought the right to rule. The first pub opened in Angledoo. It wasn't a building of city mark, its pine slab walls and its roof of bark. It was just a pub, it was plain and rough. It stood at the times and was good enough. And what did the men in those wild days care if the house was rough, if the grog was fair? Though the bushmen came from near and far to cash their checks at the old bark bar. And those were the checks that could raise a grin. Those were the fellas that could do them in, though they stained their flannels with blood and beer, and never a policeman to interfere. And honest John had a game to play, a game not seen in the pubs today. And the boys that spreed in the old bar pub were mannered only to suit the scrub. And to win from them when you got a start, a man had need of a head and a heart. And John had both, had a tip or two from the devil himself, so he battled through. And time marched by with its giant stride. Changes came to the Narran side. Better houses were built and sold. The old bark pub had the call to go. It stood at the bottom of the hill for years, a monument to departed beers, and an eyesore too to a thriving town, till a smithy bought it and pulled it down. And years have fallen on honest John. He's just as solid as in days are gone. He's running a business up to date, and he's coining cash at a princely rate. But it isn't strange that when trade is slack, his memory crowds him and takes him back to the roaring days on the Mulga Scrub and the checks that he cashed at the old bark pub. Out on the dull old Narran side, out where the runs are wild and wide, honest John bought the right to rule. The first pub opened in Angledoo.
That's Jim Lowe. The first pub in Angledoo. So that's where it was. You know where Angledoo is? It's about as far north in New South Wales as you can go inland. Just near the Queensland border. Honest John, the Old Bark Pub is the name of that poem by Jim Harper, which was recited by Thomas McCarthy to Jim Lowe, who liked it, put music to it, and recorded it. And there you go. I think I got that bit right. Another track now from the featured album. I'll squeeze in two more, I think, before we clear off at the end of the program. This set is... First, we'll start off with a Nathaniel Gow tune. Johnny and the Nether Mains, then the Westport Chorus, and Behind the Bush in the Garden. This is Westward the Light.
Thank you.
They're pretty good, aren't they? That's the band Westwood The Light. We'll hear a little of one more track just before we go in a little while. But we were listening there to Johnny in the Nether Mains by Nathaniel Gow, the Westport Chorus, and Behind the Bush in the Garden. The second and third of those three tunes, Irish traditional. First one, of course, Nathaniel Gow, one of the progeny of the great Neil Gow, also a very fine fiddle tune composer in his own right. Kate and Ruth now, Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton, frequent appearances on this program. I make no apology for that. I think their music is terrific. This is from an album called Summer's Lonesome Tale, The Cuckoo.
I'll take in England, I play cards in Spain.
Hazelden channeling Clarence Ashley there, I suspect, with The Cuckoo. Ruth Hazelden and Kate Burke, lovely album called Summer's Lonesome Tale. Hope you enjoyed the program this afternoon, folks. That's about it from me. As promised, we'll go out with a little more from the featured album, Westward the Light, by the group Westward the Light. A couple of Irish reels here. This is Mary McCarthy's reel and Dulamon na Bida Bui. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.